Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. At the end of the last issue, Sue Storm, the Invisible Girl, showed up to save Reed's butt. And the town of Latveria. Let's see what happens in this issue.
Alright, so we go to the last issue, issue 87. And Reed says, you know, thanks to your sudden appearance, Sue, we've all survived the attack of Dr. Doom. And then they have a little asterisk saying, it all happened last issue. If you missed it, hang loose. We'll fill in the pieces as we go jogging along. Or just go buy the other issue. I'm pretty sure it's still on the shelf. Not now.
But. Yeah. No, we get it. If they still had issues on the shelf from, you know, like 69 and you could actually afford, that'd be a different story. But
yeah. So they are going up to the tower. Like, they're going to go face Doom castle.
Is it just me? Or did this castle get, like, 10 times as big as it was when we first saw it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't, you know, like...
You know, just the angle you're at seeing it versus the distance away.
Wait. Is this like when they were talking about measuring your dick on South Park?
Which time? So, the Thing thinks it's a good idea to take this clock tower and
chuck it
at the castle, which I guess was a good idea because it went soaring and smashed through the wall and almost hit the Dr. Hauptmann.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and the artist,
which is funny because now I'm pretty sure this is the guy that escaped earlier. I could be wrong. They look very similar.
Yeah. That's why I didn't think it was because he's like, I didn't bargain for this. And this dude's got a full beard. The other dude only had the Fu Manchu looking
thing. No, he had a full beard.
Oh, I bet you he didn't.
Hold on.
I'll put money on it.
Oh, stop it.
That was all at the beginning.
Okay, fuck you.
Ha. Huh.
Whatever.
What's the picture of the guy's face right behind his face? The artist has got a statue. It's like a little statue of himself. You see it?
Yeah. What is that? Nice.
Hey, see, that was him trolling Dr. Doom right there.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
Because he's like, yo, I've got all this great art. And he's like, oh, yeah, this is a picture of my face. Yeah, flipping around face my dick's look. On the back of it.
Jesus Christ.
Mounted into the wall by okay, a
well,
dick.
Take it to the face.
So then, outside of the villagers, apparently everybody that lives in the castle is either bald,
yes,
has white hair, and or a white beard / goatee, because the first guy that escaped
was
had
white
a goatee,
hair, yeah,
white hair, white goatee.
Maybe the Doom's... doctor was bald. This doctor's bald.
No,
maybe
the same doctor.
Doom's got a type.
Maybe. Well, then the other painter was
white haired,
bald with a white beard.
And then at the beginning of it, Doom's servant that was in there was bald.
So I'm like, the fuck, man.
He's got a type.
Doc Doom has a type. You're right, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
But this artist, which is a different artist than the other guy, he's trying to convince Hauptmann to escape. And
Hauptmann literally does the I'm going to go tell dad on you.
Mm-hmm. Weak, non-Aryan fool. There can be no escape from Dr. Doom, but I shall report to him. I shall tell him that what you proposed. That will prove my loyalty. Then when all the world is at his feet, I shall be given my well-deserved reward. This guy, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Dude, the way that it shows him, like, strutting through, like, it reminds me of, you know, like, you had that one kid in school that was, like, you know, the teacher's pet. Like, oh my God, make sure that gets done. And that's the way he's walking.
Brown nose and son.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and he, for whatever reason, he.
Whoa. Oh, fuck.
You good there?
Yep, we're good. Table jumped me.
Table one?
not yet.
Like, I don't get why he is so infatuated with Doom. Maybe it's because he likes men in power.
He's got a type also.
That's what I'm saying. Well, he worked for Red Skull.
Yeah.
Now he's working for Doom. The Fuhrer. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he worked for the Fuhrer. He worked for Hitler. Like, he likes serving people in power.
He is totally a sub.
Yes, he is.
What a little bitch.
But that's what I find funny because of what happens later on. And we'll get to that here in a little bit. But Hauptmann comes up to Doom telling him that the Fantastic Four are still alive and that they're attacking the tower. And Doom is...
It's all part of my plan!
Yeah, he starts...
I will strike the final blow in our battle of epic battleness.
Do you like music?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, it goes right in it. I can't play you a song?
Like, he's... He's working this.
I'll do my German dance for you. Tra la la.
Oh God. So yeah, he's working this mechanical controls behind this painting, and then he goes into this, like, I will greet them as befits their position. I shall offer them art and music and soothe their fears.
Dude, he offers them food. And it's like, who's going to eat your food twice? The first time you knock their asses out, fuck you, dude.
Tasted good, though, man. Tasted really good.
But, like, he's trying to prove that he's not actually a bad guy, even though he's a bad guy. Like,
I must show them that I'm a good guy right before I kill them!
So, as the five are walking to the castle, dude, a trap door opens up.
Hey, and it just happens to be both the girls that were walking in the back.
Yeah. What I find funny is if...
Doom TV again. God.
It seems like it opens up while they're on the bridge, and I don't know if on the bridge.
Take it to the bridge.
I don't know if it's in between the arches.
It's got
to
be right there in the middle of the arch.
It's got to be in between the arches. Otherwise, they'd fall right into the water, which that makes no sense, except for a wet t-shirt contest.
Ooh.
Which
they're wearing those, you know, the suits, and I guarantee those things don't actually give you the skin tight wet look.
Is this still the never ending river? Pond?
No, different area.
Different. Yep. This is his moated area.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is around the castle. So they go sliding down into this tunnel that takes them...
Which shuts right after they fall into it.
Well, naturally. Takes them to... Well, we know it's going to take them to the castle.
Yeah, but...
Ben is trying to...
Tear his way through it and gets blasted by...
Well, all of them do.
What is it? The failsafe device in the... It's hurtling us up towards the turret.
And so... Johnny, you know, flames on and goes and attacks the robots that are attacking them.
While Reed wraps himself around the thing so he doesn't get thrown out of the way or whatever.
Yeah, well, he's...
And then they're attacking with an air gun. Dude, like, these are the kind of things you fart into and shoot them at people.
Yeah, but he's also a giant flaming man. Air gun would put him out.
But not as hot as Johnny Burns. As hot as Johnny Burns, that the only thing that
Did
would
you
do...
see that gun?
Yeah, exactly.
That thing is so hot.
Dude, I'm telling you.
High velocity air gun.
Okay, what did he fucking do? Johnny literally burns as hot as the sun.
It fires a jet of intensified air, or intensified wind. Doom had it waiting just for me. It's strong enough to douse my flame.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you know how strong it would have to be to douse that flame without feeding it? But you wouldn't have to worry about dousing his flame because you would throw him so far off his flying trajectory that...
That's what he's trying to do.
No, he's just trying to douse his flame.
Well, and kill him.
But, God damn
wrong.
It, Joey.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Yes, he's trying to douse his flame to kill him. But with the power that it would have to put him out, it would knock him out from the concussion of air.
And he would die.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not to
die. So we agree, disagree.
We agree that he's going to die.
Right. Gotcha.
But we also agree
that I'm right. Gotcha.
That you're wrong.
Nope, I'm right.
And that their science is idiotic.
Comic science is never wrong, except for what it is.
I'm just glad that it got better as it aged.
Yeah. They got more scientific and actually followed the rules for the most part.
A bit. Yeah, I mean, there's still some, leeway, but it's more feasible now than it was back then. It's not like, damn it, I want something to happen, so I'm going to make some shit up to make it sound scientific, and all you fucking nerds are going
to
eat it.
You got to believe it. What is the thing in the Back to the Future? The flux capacitor.
Yeah.
You got to believe it.
If it works, it works.
Yeah.
Whatever kind of science that did, it works.
Did Tommy ever order one of those for his...
DeLorean that he had. I think he had one, but then he got rid of DeLorean, so...
Bastard.
Oh, why would you ever get rid of a DeLorean?
Reasons.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you off mic.
Okay. He's like, we don't want to incriminate anyone.
So as Johnny is getting blasted by air, we've got Reed and Ben...
Getting ready to open the door.
Trying to open up the door, and so Ben, the thing...
Well, okay, wait.
Punches it.
First, Reed's like... These gates have built-in electronic circuits. And Ben's like, so what? I'm just going to fucking punch this thing. And then Reed's like, no.
About all the nutty gizmos, mister. I'm just going to, yow! As he punches it.
And gets electrocuted.
Yep.
Okay, so this is an electric door.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Reed stuffs his arm through the metal part of the door.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Of the electric door. And unlocks the door.
Flicks the bean.
gets
in there and finds
literally.
It.
Literally.
But what I'm saying is... He literally stuck his arm through the metal part of the door. The only part
that... He is a stretchy man.
Do you think he's grounded then?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I think because...
No, but see,
he's not rubber, but he can stretch... Like, I feel like the electricity wouldn't shock him as bad.
So maybe he's just getting that fun tingle you get when you...
Yeah.
Okay.
How's his suit stretch with him?
Science.
Okay.
Reasons.
That I don't ever understand.
Comic reasons.
Yeah, okay.
It's all super duper elastic.
Okay.
But what, here's what I don't get. Like, so
by unlocking the door, he turned off the electrical mechanism, apparently.
Because then Ben punches the door and just shatters it. I don't get it. Like, I guess that works.
Well, but if you look at the door when it breaks, it also looks like it's made out of wood.
Well, yeah.
How the fuck did you electrify a door that's made out of wood?
Well, he probably hit the metal part at first.
Well, God damn it, Ben. When you hit the wood first, man, use your head.
My head, that's a great idea.
Yeah, what? And they go rushing into the castle. We then get Sue and Crystal coming out of the tunnel, finally. And they see that they are being watched by the guards because they're in whatever room.
Because they're fucking creepers.
They are creepers.
So Crystal just blows the fuck out of this room.
Yep.
She blows it up. Not blows. Anyways. And Sue turns invisible.
Yeah, so they handily take care of these guards. But it also seems like the guards are funneling them into a certain direction. So as they are going through these halls.
I love this one right here. What is this? I have sighted the invisible one. Then this is why our monarch ordered us riflemen each to carry a infrared viewing scope.
Yeah. That panel was not needed.
They just give me half the clues.
That panel was needed because you got to remember, artists got paid by the panel.
No, I know that.
So the more stupid shit they could add in here, it's like, wait, but what if we make them do this? And honestly, it's
another nickel.
I gotta say, it's not the artist's fault either, because it would have been more along the storyline fault, because the artist probably just drew the picture as part of the story going into it. And then whoever wrote it, you know, added in the words.
Well, yeah, they have a script written out beforehand.
True.
You think they made copies back then also? Like when they were doing these?
Not very many, but probably.
Imagine the guy that he drew that picture, and then the guy puts a stupid thing in there, and he's like, you ruined my comic.
He's like, dude, you're such a dick.
Yeah, why are you
so dumb?
And he's like, you remember that one time when you flirted with my wife? That's why I put it in there.
Yeah, enjoy it.
So Crystal and Sue are going down this hallway into this room, and
they open the door, and it's Crystal. Look, oh, we should have guessed. Why would you guess that he would set out a fucking banquet for you? Who would have made that guess?
I feel like they knew it was doom, not that it was a banquet.
B.
Either way,
guess. Yes, monsieur. Okay. Tie a condom around your dick, monsieur. We'll provide the rest. You belong. We have fun. But I'm just like, dude, this one's not poisoned. We promise. Yeah. Try this one.
But this is fine. You can totally eat this.
These two have regular hair. So. In fact, my henchmen will eat the food first, so that way you know that it's good.
We go back to the States, and the kids that were... Oh, no, I'm sorry, not the kids.
Stalkers.
It's kids of the real estate guy's... I guess it's
his son and their friend or something.
His son or his uncle? No, his uncle. So it's the real estate guy's nephew
and his friends.
They were like, yeah, my uncle took the invisible girl out here and showed them this house that
everybody thinks is a house. Mm-hmm. They're dumb.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But they go to it and...
Listen, do you hear something?
It sounds like some kind of shriek coming from below inside the house. Gangway, I'm getting out of here.
It's definitely not anything human.
I knew we shouldn't have come here. The place is haunted, like everyone says.
And now that we've sneakily laid the groundwork for our next issue, it switches us back to Johnny, who has miraculously missed all the fart gun attacks and comes down to blow up the... what happened was when Reed and the thing crashed through the door, all the guards, even the guards that were on the gun shooting at Johnny... left their post so they could go attack Reed and Ben.
That makes sense.
Of course.
Yeah. Totally makes
Reed's
sense.
Reed's leg looks like freaking Anderson Silva's.
Oh, God.
It's like flopped all halfway over.
Oh, that's just nasty.
Yeah, well, it was gross.
God, especially when he goes to step back down on it and just like...
That's exactly what it looks like in that panel.
Only Reed's leg will go back to normal.
We have to get inside to get the girls. We're just going to skip all the panels leading up to that because they go inside to get the girls
waiting
on a woman.
Well, so what ends up happening? Doom is
flirting with the girls.
Hold on. So Doom is trying to tell them, no, everything's fine. as he's getting ready to sit down, or I assume he's getting up from eating, because Sue has got a cup, and Crystal looks like she's dabbing like mouth. She just
like she already ate or drank. Like, right?
What the fuck, guys?
So this was not poison, right? You said it wasn't. You promised.
It's like sliding down that tunnel. I was so hungry, I needed to eat or drink. Like, actually, yeah, no, he hasn't been getting up because he goes over to the piano and starts playing this.
You guys like music?
Sing a song, you're the piano man. Okay, but if you look at that last shot on the panel, when I first saw it, I thought his eyes were crossed. It's just the shadow that they did on the metal parts of the eyes.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you zoom in, you can actually see that, you know, like, it's not.
He's closed. His guy's eyes closed. Like, yeah. He's like enjoying sad. What he's doing.
Yeah, but the first time I saw it, I thought he said, they're like, no. Duh, which way are the keys
go? I can't hold it in.
As he sits down, he is watching the other three running through, I guess, his trophy room. And they come across Hotman getting ready to attack this
doctor.
The artist. With a flamethrower.
Yeah, in the art room.
In this art room with a bunch of priceless paintings and priceless statues.
I never know how Germany lost.
Yeah. Wonder why. It's like they turned flame each other. It's crazy. So,
and this part right here, my Nazi training has served me well. I have checked and double-checked on you, and now I know your secret. You are an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. sent here to spy on the master.
Checked and double-checked.
So, wait, maybe so you're telling me, so you're telling me he got in first on his own accreditation, and then you decided to do your fucking background check.
Like, hold him out.
So, look, we threw a thing through a background check, and it turns out you're an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. So we're just going to have to let you go.
Yeah. With a flamethrower.
Didn't even see it coming.
Nope. Well, neither did Dr. Doom, because he...
What?
So Dr. Doom, he sees this going on, and he's like, that fool! That abysmal, arrogant fool! You know, he's ruined my flawless plans! And so he starts playing his piano that focuses... What is it? A sonic sonar...
Yeah, dude! He literally sent waves of sound... Magically through the air. I'm sorry, technologically through the air.
Hypersound.
Hypersound, yeah.
Unerring accuracy?
Yeah. Unerring? So unerring. Okay. Like, you know, not making an error.
Yeah.
And hits him in this fucking Care Bear stare of sound. And just kills him.
And she's like, what the fuck? Oh, and then he's like, all right, you two, Crystal, Sue. You're good to go. I'm done.
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't need you anymore.
He ruined my plan. I was going to kill you guys with the sound. He ruined it. I had to kill him. Look, bitches, thanks for dinner. Fuck off.
I said, but he's just like, listen, I bought you fucking lobster dinner, and I can't even get a little bit before you leave. Jeez.
Well, no, because he kicks him out.
Because they didn't put out.
They weren't putting
out. I'm sure
he got the opportunity to ask.
Hey, we don't know why Crystal is wiping her mouth.
Right. True that.
But then he's sitting there moping in his window. Next time, Gadget. Next time.
I think they'll forgive me now. Like, it's over.
What do you say? And so the grim charade has run its course. For I find that I am weary of the game. There has been no gain. There has been no loss. We shall live to fight another day. No loss? Really? The village is gone.
Oh, those guys?
He meant no serious loss.
Oh, okay.
Like, if he was still alive and the Fantastic Four were still alive.
Oh, gotcha.
So, like, there was no loss. I mean, yeah, he lost some henchmen. He lost some robots. He lost a village. But...
He lost his indestructible henchmen. Indestructible robots. He lost his regular robots. He lost his doctor servant guy. He lost his village. But nobody lost anything.
His art. He lost his guy. The painter.
Yeah. Well, the painter was a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent anyway, so.
Shitty painter to begin with.
Probably. I mean, we never did see the picture of him, of what he painted of Dr. Doom, so. Probably was pretty shitty.
It probably was.
But that ends that issue, and that ends this arc we did.
Woo! That was fun.
I had fun with this issue.
Too. Like, I have to say that a lot of the older shit when we read it, I have more fun picking through it for the dumb shit that they do than I do actually reading the storyline. Mm-hmm. Like, the storyline was fun, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, other than, like, the... If they were to redo these nowadays with the same basic plot...
It would not work.
Yeah, it wouldn't fly.
It would not work at all.
Exactly. And
that's both good and bad. It's one of those things where we've come as comic readers and fans...
To expect more.
Exactly.
And they have come to give us more.
Yes. And it's good.
And but seriously, like I said, like I've got, you know, older Spider-Mans that are funny to read, but the Spider-Man ones still make a bit more sense most of the time than any of the Avengers ones or the Fantastic Four ones that we've read.
I've loved the Avengers ones. All the Avengers ones we've done have been great,
dude. They're beautiful.
This one was fun. Yeah, you had fun.
I enjoyed it, absolutely. Yeah,
it was a blast. And I think I said this in either the Avengers books. I think the Avengers books I just put out. Like, I'm enjoying these 60s Marvel books a lot more than I am the 80s DC that we're reading.
Oh, okay, but dude, that...
We still got Flash 3. We still got a bunch of Flash.
Yeah, and see, the Flash ones have been the ones that have been killing us the most, because they're...
Well, and like I said, that I think the ones that we had a problem with was Grodd. Once he got past Grodd, it was fine.
Yeah, because it made a little bit more sense anyways. Yeah.
I had a blast. You guys had a blast. Nick, it was fun having you on there.
Oh, I had a fantastic time, man. I really did. Left,
fantastic.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da.
Definitely, we'll have to get you back on here sometime.
Yeah, I would love to, man. I love reading. So actually, I did it at work when you guys sent me those. So I was enjoying it, just reading at work.
That's what I've been doing,
too. Shitty trucks go by, defects out the door, baby. I got shit to read.
But we don't know where he works, so we can't say what kind of defects the trucks
Toyota. Are.
Yeah. Ford.
Yeah.
Mm.
One of the
Not
big
the other
three.
One.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Ron, pleasure as always.
Always fun.
So, let's get out here. And everybody, we'll see you guys next time.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.